Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigating Your 20s. This is your host, Scott Rockman, and for this episode, we're going to be talking about credit cards. I know that it's very much a daunting subject, but it's so important for us to learn about. I grew so much from my conversation with Sarah Metzger, who again is a certified educator in personal finance, and I'm so happy to have her back on the podcast. I hope you enjoy. All right, let's get started. Welcome, Sarah. Thanks for being here.
I'm really happy to be back.
I'm so happy to have you. So I wanted to ask you, why is credit relevant to people in their 20s?
Well, for one reason, young people, they're looking to make one of the biggest purchases they've made in life, and that's buying a car. 21 is the very common age that folks are thinking it's time to lease, it's time to buy, and that's a huge purchase. And so in order to do that, most young people are going to need to take out a car loan. That is a line of credit. Another example would be to pay for emergencies. For both the planned and unplanned parts of our financial lives, as a young person, having a line of credit available to you can be incredibly helpful.
That's a great point. And what's so interesting to me is your credit worthiness or your credit score is often a symbol of how much they can trust you, right? And so I know for myself personally, I'm looking into buying a car in the near future. And I know that when I go to buy a car, they're going to do a check to see my credit score to determine if they're willing to give me a loan. So can you break down what is a credit score?
Yeah, a credit score is like your financial GPA. And as a younger person, I know you're completely familiar with your academic GPA, right? Like, how do you get a good GPA, Scott?
Get good grades, do assignments, turn them in on time, you know, everything. I understand what goes into that. And it makes sense that it's similar to a GPA in that you have to make payments on time, all of that, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So we call it your financial GPA. You are having to take action to keep up your credit worthiness. So you're paying your bills on time. Credit cards are a great tool, like I mentioned earlier. But if not used properly, if we're maxing out credit cards, like, it's not going to look so great to the folks who are potentially going to loan us money.
I like comparing it to a GPA. It's like they're looking at your transcript, they're looking at your payment history, and they're looking at the different lines of credit that you have, and that's going into this score. So I understand how to get a good GPA in college, and I get the analogy there. So how do I build a strong credit score?
The number one thing I'd say is make your payments on time. But second to that, I'm going to give you this rule of 30%, which is a rule of thumb. So follow it if you want, but it's this idea of keeping your spending under 30%, meaning to say that if you've got a credit card with a limit of $1,000, you're keeping your balance at $300 or less. And if you spend beyond that, that's okay, but you work to pay that bill down maybe a little bit sooner than your statement due date. And that's going to help reflect positively in your credit score. Another way to keep a positive score for yourself is to keep your credit cards for a long time. So if you opened up a credit card when you were a first year student or a second year student, and it's, you know, 7 years down the road, keep that card open. I made the mistake of closing out a credit card I had from college. And unfortunately, that hurt my credit score because my credit age is a factor in on my credit score. And so I inadvertently shortened the length of my credit by closing out that oldest credit card. So my recommendation would be keep your oldest credit card, use it every now and again, and don't let that go.
And I know for a lot of people too, they say have a couple credit cards. It's helpful for just building strong credit. And so for me, I've been confused. If I'm trying to decide between credit cards, what should I be using to make that decision? I'm looking at, you know, comparecards.com or any of those websites, and I'm looking at how am I going to choose a credit card that's best for me? Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, having multiple credit cards is not a bad idea. It kind of diversifies your credit mix, and that can be a good thing for your credit score. But when you're trying to decide what credit card is best for you, there's a couple of key pieces of information to review. I would first look to see what kind of rewards program does the credit card offer, if any. It's kind of, you know, one of the exciting parts of being a cardholder is that you get rewarded for using that card. Cash back, miles programs, you can get miles to fly to fun places, or cash back to spend on the extra things that you want in life. And that can be really cool. So look to see if there's a card out there that will benefit you.
Yeah, I know for me, I actually have been evaluating my finances recently and looking at my spending. And one thing that I noticed is most of my money right now is going towards grocery shopping and eating out at restaurants. So I actually got a credit card that gives a certain percent cash back towards dining. And that was really helpful for me in getting a lot of money back based on my spending habits.
Being able to have a credit card and work it in the way that your lifestyle exists is great. I also say too, you know, in comparing credit cards, take a look at two other factors. One is annual fees. Sometimes with these really rewarding credit cards, there comes an annual fee that you may or may not want to pay. So take a look at that and make a decision for yourself. And also take a look at the APR, which is the annual percentage rate, which is a great way to compare credit cards apples to apples. Gives you a sense of what you may pay in interest if you're not paying your bills in full each month.
So I also wanted to ask you, how do I find my credit score? I understand what goes into it and the different tips and tricks, but how do I go find and see this number?
If you have a credit card, the easiest place to go to look for your score is in your credit card app on your phone. Many companies nowadays are providing your score for free. Might not be on the home screen, but like search around, you will find it in there somewhere. If you don't have a credit card app because maybe you are banking with a small bank and a small credit card, you can go to online websites. I use Credit Karma and it's been helpful for me. I can check my score every day and get a picture of what it's been doing.
Okay, that's really helpful. So now I know how I can go find my credit score, but I'm wondering who's keeping track of all of this in the first place?
It's a really great question, right? Like Big Brother is out there. And yeah, kind of actually. So there are three credit reporting bureaus that exist, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, and they are curating your financial transcript. They are collecting from your credit card companies, your car loan lender, whoever you have credit with. They are collecting information about how timely you've been with your payments, how much you're using of your credit card, all of this kind of interaction with your credit. They're assembling it together in your credit report, and they are putting that credit report out there for your score to be generated from.
So let's just say that I wanted to go see that actual credit report. Where can I go find that? And do you suggest looking at it?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. Like that is your financial transcript. How often did you check your academic transcript when you were in college? Right?
Very frequently. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So just as often, you should be checking your financial transcript, that credit report. And to do that, the easiest way is to go to annualcreditreport.com, which is a government authorized website. It allows you to pull your report a couple of times a year for free. So I mentioned earlier, Equifax, TransUnion, Experian, you get one report for free from each of those companies. So stagger your pulls, one every 4 months if you'd like, or maybe even a little less frequently, but at least once per year to make sure the information on your credit report checks out.
So just to be clear, in addition to looking online at our credit score, that number, you would also suggest looking at our credit report. And so when we're looking at our credit report, it's going to show our history and all the debts that we owe, right? So one-stop shop place to see all of that.
Yeah, personal information is going to be on there. There might be employment information, public records. If you've ever been sued and you lost in that judgment, that's going to show up as public record. So you really want to make sure that the information is accurate. If it's not, you can take steps to correct that, but definitely make sure you're doing a check at least once per year.
I like that. And it's a way just to really understand what's going into your credit score. And I love that it's accessible too. Honestly, I think a lot of people don't know that it's free to go look at this. And especially if you're checking every 4 months, that's a frequency that would allow you to see if there's any errors and also notice if maybe you forgot about a line of credit, right? Because it's all going to be on there, everything that you owe.
Yeah, I'm going to take us back to the car example that I talked about earlier, that young people are really thinking about buying a car pretty shortly after college. And that is a great time. Like when you're gearing up to buy a car, to get a car loan, go check your credit report, check your credit score, and do a little bit of maintenance. If your score is not what you want it to be, get those payments in line, right? Start taking corrective action to improve your score and make sure that your credit report is accurate. And if it's not, clean it up.
It's so important. You're so right. And I'm wondering, for anyone listening who is feeling so overwhelmed and they're like, oh my gosh, I've never done any of this before, where should they start?
So my recommendation would be to actually go and look up your score. You may have one without realizing it. It's important to take a look and make sure it's what you want it to be. And to your surprise, you may have a score. You may have been on a family member's credit card. If you had a student loan, you have credit out there. And sometimes we don't associate student loans with having a line of credit, but you get a credit history when you have that student loan. So go and check for your score first and see what's going on there. If you don't have a score and you won't have a score, if you have no credit, no student loans, no credit cards, no car loan, things like that. If you don't have credit, work on establishing credit. It's kind of a catch-22 sometimes where you want to get a credit card, but you have no established credit history to be approved for a credit card, but you can't get a credit history if you don't have a credit card. So you're like, well, what do I do? And in that case, for folks who are having a hard time getting approved for a credit card, I suggest they look into secured credit cards, which tend to be easier to open up for someone who does not have an established credit history yet.
That reminds me of when you're applying for an entry-level job and they say that you need 5 years of experience and you're like, well, I need someone to give me that experience so that I can even be eligible for this job. It's the same exact thing, right?
Yeah, I feel like we talked about this when I was on for salary negotiation. Yeah, so many catch-22s in our young adult lives. It's kind of frustrating, but persistence and know-how kind of helps us work around that.
Yeah, it's so important. And so the last question that I wanted to ask you is, when we get this number, this credit score number, can you break down what is a good credit score? Can you break down those categories?
Yeah. So if you have a credit score, you have a number, a three-digit number ranging from 300 to 850. Just like with your academic GPA, the higher your credit score, the better. Generally speaking, a score above 670 is going to be a good credit score. Great credit is like 800 or higher. You know, over time, the more you pay your bills on time, you use your credit card responsibly, you're borrowing money as needed, like you're going to build up a good score for yourself just naturally through the positive interactions you have with your own credit.
So I know something that stresses me out is when I do check my credit score, I oftentimes do see it fluctuate. Now, I don't have a big history of taking out loans or debt, and so I understand that I'm still building that trust with my credit score and with my credit report. And so what I'm confused about is, you know, let's just say that I cancel a credit card that I've had for a while simply because it doesn't make sense for me anymore, or I accidentally miss a payment. How long is my credit score going to be declining for?
So your credit score is going to take a small hit for a short period of time. But the good news is the more positive interactions you have with your credit, so the more regularly you pay your bills on time, it's going to outweigh the influence of that negative mark, that missed payment that you have. And anything negative at all is going to stay on your report at most for about 7 years or so. Bankruptcy, different story. That could sit on your report for about 10 years. But generally speaking, if you miss a payment, that's going to sit on your credit report for 7 years and no longer. But the influence it has on your score becomes weakened and weakened, less and less over time.
I see. So again, this relates to the transcript where maybe you fail a class or you do really badly in one class. It's going to be outweighed by getting consistently good grades over time. So you're saying that building credit very much is a journey. And so even if you have these small hits or missteps, if your overall usage of your credit is healthy and strong, that's going to outweigh those hits.
Yeah, we all make mistakes sometimes. It's not the end of the world. So be persistent in accumulating all of the positive behaviors you can with your lines of credit.
Thanks, Sarah.